Good morning, everybody. Glad you're with us here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is on the air and streaming live. Grace Robinson will be with us in the first hour. She is the executive director of the Gadsden Arts Center. And our good buddy Donald Parks is dean of Flagler College. We'll learn all about his work there and the work of Flagler College in our community. Lots of good stuff for you, so stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781. Or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Widen, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
So here we are on another Saturday, folks, and approaching the end of summer, are we not? Here, the first Saturday in August, and hope your summer has been full of some fun and vacation and travel and whatever you've done to. Or whatever you may be doing to survive the dog days of summer. Lots of great things going on around town, by the way. With August having arrived here in Tallahassee, it means there's another great weekend of family activities. And we have that on authority from our good friends over there at Tallahassee Downtown. You know, these are the folks that kind of keep all the downtown stuff happening and keep us informed. First Friday has just happened again last night, and of course that happens every first Friday of the month, thus the name, right, First Friday. But here we are on Saturday, and of course the downtown market is in full swing, celebrating their 20th anniversary with all sorts of neat stuff. Challenger Learning Center and Planetarium. There's a free Planetarium show later this morning. Actually, that starts at 10 o'clock, so we're not far away from that. Here we are on a Saturday morning. So, and how about the Imagination Fountain down there at Cascades Park? They've got a beautiful light show with that attractive-looking fountain. That happens tonight at 8. And again, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, so that's cool. And, you know, it's inexpensive, shall we say, right? Bring a picnic lunch and hang out at the park. Then you've got the Saturday in the Park concert series going on. So where does that happen at? That's at the Ponce de Leon Park tonight at 8 o'clock, and you don't want to miss out on that. Another installment of Tallahassee Saturday in the Park series. Bring your lawn chair or a blanket, you know, and you hang out there in the park. And the Kiwanis VIP Pavilion will be in operation with a great selection of beer and wine. And that's all good stuff. And so happening there, courtesy of all of the merchants and folks in the downtown Tallahassee area. Glad that we can help promote that with you. We are promoting a number of very cool things here in our own right with our good guests. Grace Robinson will be with us here shortly. She's the executive director for the Gadsden Arts Center. Going to talk a little bit about Gadsden County and its history. We'll learn a lot about what the Gadsden Arts Center is doing to help contribute to the longevity, the ongoing struggle that the county has found itself engaged in. Historically, you know, Gadsden County was the hub of a burgeoning cigar industry, and for its part, they grew leaf tobacco, shade tobacco, wrapper leaf, as it's referred to, and those cigar factories that operated employed lots of folks, and farmers made lots of money, and people worked the fields. I mean, it was the industry for Gadsden County, and with its demise in the middle part of the last century, by 1950 so, or 1960 certainly, that industry had gone away. Cigar manufacturers found other ways to provide the wrapper they needed, and that shade tobacco crop just wasn't fetching what it was at one time. And so, from that point forward, you had a population of people who were disenfranchised. They just didn't have another way of making a substantial living, not like what they had been used to. So Gadsden County, for its part, has sort of languished in that over the last 50 or 60 years. It's certainly been home for some amazing artists, and we're going to learn about some of those people, too, from Ms. Robinson as she regales us with some of those stories. And we're going to learn about what is going on today to try to revitalize that community and how the arts community in general is benefited for Tallahassee and the surrounding area. We've got Donald Parks joining us, too. He is the dean of Flagler College, which many of you may or may not, well, many of you may not know, is a substantial contributor to the educational landscape. Flagler College, out there housed at the facilities known as Tallahassee Community College. So they have a kind of cooperative relationship there, and Flagler offers a wonderful number of degree programs. We're going to learn all about that from Dean Parks as he joins us in the second hour. Among those, business administration is probably one of their more well-known programs, and accounting. So if you're interested in developing your skills as a business administrator in accounting, they have those programs offered. They provide a wonderful program for those interested in education, elementary education specifically. So that in and of itself is a great resource for the community, and they offer that array of programs. And let's see, what else do they have here? Strategic communication or public relations as a major is an integrated degree. So that's kind of near and dear to my heart, and as much as we practice that here at Alcom Marketing. And so we look forward to learning more about all of this from Dean Parks, which also points to some of the changes going on in our community in relation to innovative programs. And when you talk to people about what TCC is doing, Flagler College is an example of how cooperative, particularly Jim Murdaugh has been a real contribution in that capacity, bringing together folks around different ideas. We had Kim Moore here last week talking about their work with developing programs that get people plugged into real solid employment opportunities. My shorthanded take is that Jim Murdaugh and the folks that work very closely with him are very pragmatic about this. The McCullough Environmental Institute is another example where those programs that they are fostering, those programs that they have developed and administer, are really designed to get people plugged into the stuff that they're passionate about and find themselves in possession of employment opportunities. So that's what's coming up here, and we're looking forward to that. I hope you're looking forward to a great weekend, and we're going to try to make sure that you're plugged into all the good stuff going on. And don't forget, too, that you can share with us the things that you're doing. If you have a topic or a guest you'd like to have us consider for the show, you can email us at topics@tallahasseetalks.com. If you'd like to encourage somebody to tune in and they don't have a radio nearby, well, they can listen online. Go to our website, tallahasseetalks.com. It's always there, available, streaming live to the web, courtesy of our home station, 93.3, Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. Fantastic group of folks over there. Barry Kay and his team do such a great job. Happy to be part of the lineup. Folks, stay with me. Coming up after the break, we'll have Grace Robinson with us, so stay tuned.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up. With style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are here on a Saturday morning talking with you about all the things that are going on around town and around this town. From places like Monticello and Thomasville and Crawfordville and our beloved sister to the west of us, the community of Quincy and the larger community of Gadsden County, which for us is wonderful timing because we have with us this morning the executive director of the Art Center in Gadsden County, Gadsden County Art Center. She's been serving as the ED since 2005, so apparently she just hasn't figured this out yet. Wow, that's a long time that she's been doing this. And then serves as a board member for the Association of Fundraising Professionals. The Gadsden County Arts Center, along with this esteemed individual, is a member of the Florida Art Museum Directors Association. Welcome to the show, our very good friend, Grace Robinson. How are you, Ms. Robinson?
I'm well, thank you.
You're looking well.
Thank you.
Yes, on this midsummer day. Here we are in the dog days, I think it's fair to say, and you have made it your business then for these number of years to serve as the executive director for the Gadsden County Arts Center. Tell us what that entails. What does that mean to be the executive director?
Well, when I first came in 2005, being director of the Gadsden Arts Center meant wearing many, many hats. And we've been fortunate enough to grow over time. So now I wear several hats, but fewer hats. What it really means is being part of a fabulous group that treasures the arts. We are able to work at a very high level in terms of offering exhibitions and museum interpretive programs like tours or self-guided audio tours, which you often only find in a larger museum. We are able to work with a wide range of different groups in Gadsden County and in surrounding counties. We provide service to Leon County and really the Big Bend region in many ways as well. So we're able to do whatever our team sets out to do. And that is a large team, a small staff, but a large team.
With a big vision. How did this come about for you?
For me, I was in South Central Florida at the Vero Beach Museum of Art. I was their interim deputy director at the time and had been their education director for 6 years. And that is a fabulous museum. It's a mid-sized museum with an annual operating budget of about $4 million and 30 full-time staff. And we had the opportunity to move to this area for employment. And ironically, we had come to escape Hurricane Jean or Francis, one of the two that one of the two Category 3 hurricanes that hit us head on that year.
Meaningless after a while.
Just, yeah, I just remember two Category 3 storms hitting us enough. within 2 weeks of each other.
Oh my goodness.
And we came here to escape one of them. And the
You were refugees.
We were refugees. I had four horses and four dogs at the Phipps Farm on Meridian and was in a hotel.
Oh my goodness.
And saw the listing for the Gadsden Arts Center executive director in the Tallahassee Democrat.
How cool was that?
And that was September of 2004.
So there you go.
From
2005, we fast forward almost 10 years, I guess, then. Is the job such that it kind of was a shoe-in for you, or did you have to kind of create the job around you that you wanted to do for the Arts Center?
Well, I would say it is the perfect job for me because I'm a builder, apparently. I've been characterized that way.
I like making stuff.
I enjoy working with other people and building teams. I'm a consensus builder, and I'm a creative person. My background is also studio and commercial art before becoming an administrator and a fundraiser. I'm an educator at heart. I have a master's degree in education. I taught high school for years, so I enjoy teaching and developing people. And so at the Gadsden Arts Center, that means I started as the only full-time staff member. And in spite of the recession, we've managed to grow very carefully over time. And I've developed a professional staff that are the best of the best at what they do. They could go and work anywhere, and I'm fortunate to have them with me for as long as I get to keep them. We are three full-time staff now and three part-time staff equivalent and contract labor in terms of our instructors and some other services. And we've just grown enormously in terms of the types of exhibitions we offer, everything from representing beginner local artists, which was one of the principles we were built on, was to help local artists build their careers, all the way through representing an internationally acclaimed sculptor like Mark Lindquist or one of our nation's leading painters, Dean Mitchell. Our current show is two artists who are at the top of what they do. One's an encaustic painter, one's a cast glass artist. They're from the Tampa area. So we're bringing in work from the broader region, work of national merit, but we're still serving our local artists and our regional artists as well.
You mentioned this other artist. What type of artist? What kind of medium?
One of them is an encaustic painter. Her name's Leslie Newman. That is an ancient art form. Encaustic is mixing pigment into hot wax, and you have to paint as the wax dries. And it gives you a very luminous type of painting, and it is also a fairly permanent art form as long as you protect it from the heat.
Remarkable.
The pigments don't fade. They last forever.
I have to say, as a youngster, I used to take my color crayons, and I would draw on the gas heater there in my parents' bedroom.
Close to encaustic, sure.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. The stain is long-lasting, we'll say. They weren't real pleased about that. However, they just didn't realize that I was experimenting in this, what'd you call it?
Encaustic. And those artists actually close this evening at 5. Those shows are closed. So for anyone listening, please hop in your car and drive on out to the Art Center. It's about a 20-minute ride from Tallahassee.
My goodness.
And see the Hot Wax and Hot Glass show before it closes tonight.
That's amazing. Grace Robinson is our guest. She is the executive director for Gadsden Art Center in Gadsden County, right there on the Courthouse Square, as we've discovered. And we're getting to discover more about this young lady and her passion for not just art as such, but for Gadsden County and for this work affectionately referred to as the Gadsden Arts Center. We're going to continue, as we do every week, with more of what you love, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars too. You're gonna love it.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts. Everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This portion of our show brought to you by a Country Rose florist here in Tallahassee, Annette McGuffey, and her marvelous team of artists. And in the context of talking about art and its contribution to our lives and to this community, it's certainly fair to talk about Annette McGuffey, who, for golly sakes, I've known this woman over 30 years, and if you're hearing our show right now from outside the community, as many of you do, listening online, streaming live to the web across the globe, you can order flowers to be delivered here locally, and I would encourage you to call Annette's shop there. It's called A Country Rose, easy to find online. In fact, if you go to our website, you'll see her listed there as one of our fine sponsors. So there you go. We're talking with Grace Robinson. She is the executive director for Gadsden, the Gadsden Arts Center in Gadsden County. What did you say earlier about the Courthouse Square in Quincy? It's one of the only, or the only, how did you put that?
I have been told it is the last complete courthouse square in terms of being completely populated by its historic buildings in Florida.
Meaning that when you look at that courthouse square, typical of southern communities, right?
Mm-hmm.
They sort of built the courthouse, and those structures built around it served as sort of the hub then, right?
Right.
And so you see that repeated, whether it's Monticello or Thomasville. And you're saying here in Quincy, the last remaining complete courthouse square, as far as you know. Huh?
And yeah, in terms of not having new construction on the square, the historic buildings stand. They haven't been raised and replaced by new buildings.
Which by itself is remarkable when you consider the role that Gadsden County has played historically in the economic life of this community. You know, we talked about this here, so maybe a week, I guess. Last week we were talking about Leon County and its agricultural history focused on coastal cotton, right?
Mm-hmm.
For Gadsden County, it was wrapper leaf tobacco, wasn't it?
Shade leaf tobacco, correct.
Yeah, which then supplied this burgeoning industry of cigar makers. So Quincy had its share of cigar factories, and from my understanding of that history, it was really the leveler. It was tobacco was the thing that everybody did. Is that how it worked?
It sounds like that was the case. Of course, I was not here then, but I talked to people from all walks of life because we work with people from any corner of Gadsden County and the larger Big Bend. Any level of education, any background, any cultural history. And whenever the tobacco industry comes up, I simply hear fond memories of it. People from all walks of life working side by side in this industry that really created prosperity in Gadsden County for decades.
In fact, then it was the industry that defined the community, and until, I guess, the late 40s, early 50s, and the substitution of composite wrappers kind of wiped out then the shade leaf industry. Mm-hmm. And when that went away and then they moved the railroad thing, that didn't help. And so things just really started to fall into a lesser productive time. We have, for our part, been involved in a project lately that focuses on the Hinson family, particularly in Havana, and the Hinson farmhouse that has been restored. So we have a kind of common thread here between us, in as much as you have this passion for not just the current day, but these artists who have come from Gadsden County. You mentioned one artist who I think is in Chicago. Where is he?
He is in Cleveland. His name is Tim Myrick, and he was a member of a group of five artists in a high school. And their teacher's name was Tom Harris, and he really worked with these boys. They're very talented. A boy named Pete Hinson, which may or may not be a relative of your Hinsons in the farmhouse, was a member of that group. Another young man named Dean Mitchell was a member of that group.
Okay.
He's recognized as one of the leading watercolorists in our country of our time. Mm-hmm. He is a master of watercolor. He wins awards internationally for his work, and supports his, you know, the towns and the communities that helped him get his start. When we ask him to come back and do a major exhibition, mm-hmm. he comes back. He'll be mm-hmm. back in 2016. Mm-hmm. But Tim Myrick, I had spoken with about the tobacco industry when he was here, and he said he was one of 10 children, and his mother was disabled, and he would work all week in the tobacco fields and in the sorting sheds and so on. And he would come home, he said, with about 40 cents and keep 8 or 10 cents to buy some candy and treats for himself and hand 30 cents to his mother. And he was proud to help support his family. And
remarkable.
He was just a young child.
Remarkable.
At the time. So
in many ways, then, this community we call Quincy and Gadsden County at large has played a significant role for not just North Florida, but maybe Florida and the country in a couple of different ways. Economically, there are the stories, of course, of the Coca-Cola money, the people that invested in this fledgling little startup.
Mm-hmm.
Is that still part of the landscape of folks who are part of that whole history?
Yeah, I think it is. People have fond memories for that era, and I think positive associations with Coca-Cola. Mm. A lot of people have fabulous collections of Coca-Cola memorabilia.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me, the neat part of that story is that one man, Pat Monroe, who was a banker at the time, had the vision to say, "This is a tasty drink. You know, hey, friends, I think you all should invest in this.
Take a chance.
Sink a few bucks into
who
some
knew?
Stocks.
Yeah, yeah."
And fast forward into the middle of the 20th century, and the largest concentration of Coca-Cola wealth in the country was in Quincy, Florida.
Interesting.
So he really was a visionary.
And here you are, so many years later, helping us get in touch with the other storehouse, it seems to me, of treasure in an artistic way. You have these mm-hmm. treasured artists who have all come from Quincy, and have gone on to do even greater things, and some still are with you then in Quincy, correct?
We do. Dean Mitchell, as I said, is one that was raised in Quincy by his grandmother. He has an incredible story because he was raised in very economically disadvantaged circumstances, but his mother his grandmother was a woman of strong character, and he knew from an early age that he wanted to be a painter, and she and other family members sort of shook their heads and said, "We don't think you can make a living at that, but if that's what you really want to do, we'll support you." He said he used to use his lunch money to buy paints, and he had a lot of talent, and he worked really hard, and he ended up going to the Columbus College of Art and Design on scholarship. He landed a job with Hallmark Cards. I came from a similar background, having gone through college in graphic design and illustration, and it is tough to land a job with Hallmark Cards. I did not do that, but Dean Mitchell did, and then he will tell you he was fired from Hallmark after 3 years because creatively he couldn't do what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he painted 12, 14, 16, 18 hours a day. And he also sent his work into juried exhibitions around the country, not for African-American artists, but on a level playing field for any artists. And oftentimes, he'd win awards in these exhibitions, and he'd show up at a reception with 200 people there and be the only African-American in the room. Wow. Because this was not about race for him, it was about art. And through hard work, strong business sense, great moral character, and a desire to give back, he is one of our nation's greatest painters, one of the greatest painters of our time, and a really nice guy. He's very just a cool. fabulous person.
Very cool. Talking with Grace Robinson, the executive director of the Gadsden Arts Center. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Don't forget you can find us online at any time. TallahasseeTalks.com is there for you. All of the shows that we have broadcast over our 4 years of having all this fun, they're available for you in our archive. You can always send us an email, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Grace Robinson. She is the executive director of the Gadsden Arts Center in Quincy, Florida, and talking a lot about its history and the contributions that this community has made to us culturally and economically, and on a national scale has produced some remarkable artists who continue to amaze. Grace, you've given us a lot to consider, and it's in contrast to some of the more, disappointing news about Gadsden County's economic status. You know, Curtis Richardson has been a guest recently, and we started talking about his term as a representative for the district, including Gadsden County. And he said, Brian, Gadsden County is dying. And he said so with the same sort of demeanor and sorrow that you would expect from someone describing a close family member. He was not at all disengaged from the empathy of that whole situation. So what's your take? Is that true? Is it Gadsden County dying?
Well, first I'd like to say I know Curtis, who is a fabulous guy, grew up in Sawdust in Gadsden County, yeah. And he's a tremendous leader. He is all heart. And there is truth to that statement in that economically, Gadsden County is at a crossroads. It hasn't found its new identity to drive the economy and jobs for the people who live out there.
Right.
But I would say it is also a treasure. If you drive or if you ride a bike or drive a car through the country roads of Gadsden County, you will not see a more beautiful place. I lived on a farm west of Quincy between Gretna and Greensboro for 9 years, and it was the most beautiful place I've ever seen, and I've traveled widely. If you see the history in Gadsden County, the Courthouse Square buildings, the historic district. We have a walking tour of 56 historic properties that are very well maintained, that date some of them back to the second part of the 19th century. beautiful properties, great American history. And then if you go to Gadsden County for the arts, you will be wowed by the arts, not only by the Gadsden Arts Center, which is something the community has built over time, but also by the Quincy Music Theater. And they are both in impeccably renovated historic buildings. It's a treat just to see the buildings they're in. And then you see the theater programs and the four or five exhibitions we have up at a time at the Arts Center. And it's a tremendous experience. The other part of Gadsden County you can't replace is the attitude of the people, people who have lived there for generations. And like Curtis, they love their home. And they have the old Southern hospitality. They welcome visitors. They are the kindest, most supportive group of people I have ever met living anywhere. So it's really a special place for those reasons. So where the economy is at a turning point, I see so many assets and so many unique treasures out there that I'm optimistic. I think there's a lot to build on.
Does that mean that the future for Gadsden County remains in its history and the telling of those tales? And
that's possible.
It's art and such, huh?
Yeah, that's a possibility. Of course, Havana is a beautiful place to visit already, and that's toward the eastern side of Gadsden County.
Right.
Many of the buildings are beautifully restored there, and they their identity is really a very nice country club, and then the antique shops and gift shops.
When you read their story, they have come together, haven't they?
Right.
They
the Merchants Association and the residents have really come together with one vision.
Unified front.
Yes, and I think that vision is what needs to be completed so that everyone has one vision to get behind, and there is a group working on a vision for Quincy. For now, and I think Chattahoochee is on its way back. They've formed a Main Street program, and they're gathering consensus and working together to do some things there.
You work with the folks at COCA, Erica, and all of those folks who are part of what COCA does. I was going to ask you earlier, too, how you are connected with, if at all, with Lemoyne, and what's the relationship like there?
We help put the word out to artists about different opportunities at Lemoyne. They sometimes work with a number of the same artists we work with in our Artist Guild.
Yeah.
We have a guild of about 55 artists that exhibit in one of our upstairs galleries.
Yeah.
And as a member, they exhibit year-round, and they can be working at any level.
Well, I noticed, too, their Chain of Parks Art Festival has grown rather well and become rather well recognized. You folks doing the same? You have an annual art festival?
We do not do an art festival, and that is a fabulous offering that Lemoyne does. I think that's something that the larger Tallahassee community looks forward to every year.
Oh.
That's really a great art tradition that helps put art in the forefront of people's minds. So they do a beautiful job with
that. Would that be something that you think would help us better appreciate what Gadsden County, particularly Quincy, is offering?
I don't know if an art festival would be the answer. I think that would be too much overlap with what Lemoyne does. The Chain of Parks Art Festival and the Holiday Show are really two of their signature events, and so we'd rather help put the word out about those and be supportive than be competitive, because there's plenty of territory to cover in the arts. But back to COCA, I have to say how much I appreciate that organization. They do a fabulous job of promoting all of the different types of arts in our area, putting the word out to people about the arts opportunities, to artists and arts organizations about funding opportunities.
So you mentioned that Gadsden County is at this crossroads, or Quincy particularly. So what are the options? What's if we're going this way or that way, which way do we go?
Well, economically, I'm not sure. I think that's more an issue for the Chamber and Economic Development Council. In terms of culturally, we have tremendous assets in history and the arts, and I think those are things that could be built upon, for sure.
So at this point, they're underutilized. Is that the point?
No, I just think it takes time to grow, and especially in terms of the Arts Center and the theater. Those things have been growing over time. They have not shrunken or closed with the recession. They've grown.
I see.
And in terms of history, I'm seeing the start of a trend with the recovery of the real estate market, where new families are buying older homes in Quincy, coming in and renovating them, adding to those that already exist. So I'm really seeing a positive trend in terms of residents and culture.
I see. And in that way, then, Quincy, maybe Havana too, is a bit of a bedroom community for Tallahassee. So people live there, but they make their money in Leon County.
In part. Yeah. And then some of the residents are long-term families that have lived in Gadsden County and have their own businesses or farms or industries out there. And then you have a number of retirees, and they come here for not only the weather, but in Gadsden County, affordable housing and beautiful spaces with the country clubs and things.
Well, folks, this is what we do. We talk with very cool people like Grace Robinson about some very cool things. In this case, the Gadsden Arts Center. She's the executive director. And a lovely individual, if I may say so. And we're glad that you've had the time to be with us this morning. We've learned a lot. We'd love to have you stay in touch with us so we can learn more. Talking about the growth of our community and including the good efforts being made in Gadsden County to advance their contribution in the art world and to the economic well-being of North Florida. Folks, we are at the top of the hour coming up, ABC News just ahead, and we will be back with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
July 9, 1755, near Fort Duquesne, now the city of Pittsburgh, a 23-year-old British officer leads his troops in battle during the French and Indian War. Though fired upon repeatedly, this young lieutenant colonel remains unharmed to the disbelief of the native warriors. 15 years later, a respected Indian chief sat over a council fire with this same man. As he told all those listening, the Great Spirit protects this man and guides his destiny. He will become the chief of nations, and a people yet unborn will hail him as the founder of a mighty empire. The man was George Washington, who went on to become the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army and the first president of the United States. This inspiring message of freedom brought to you by Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, providing comprehensive dental care. Call 875-3908.
Welcome back, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here in the second hour of this here fine radio show. Glad to have you with us. If you've just joined us, we're sad to say you've missed a great hour in which we got to hear from Grace Robinson. She's the executive director of the Gadsden Arts Center, doing some amazing things over there. And through today, actually, Russell Bellamy's got his sequential perceptions going on, and they have this other called Hot Wax and Hot Glass, Leslie Newman and Susan Gott. So make your way over to the Gadsden Arts Center if you're not en route already as we are talking with you. Make sure you do that this afternoon. This is the last day for these two shows. Magnificent kinds of things going on over there. Let's see. There's also the Artport Gallery going on through August 4th. That would be, Monday? Called Human Surface. Artworks by Maria Balingit, I hope I'm saying that correctly, and Ananda Balingit, or Balingit, LaFils, the Artport Gallery. Lots of cool things in the way of art and entertainment this weekend. Of course, you can catch things like the Farmers Market out there at the pavilion at Market Square. That goes on till 3 o'clock. And old Ralph Esposito is hosting Dog Days of Summer Dog Wash, a fundraiser over there. Let's see, who's that for? It goes from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. And it is a fundraiser, so apparently you bring your pups or puppies or dogs or whatever you got, canines. And it's intended to help Pets Ad Litem is the group that's benefiting from this over there at Esposito's. So, hey, and if it gets any hotter, who knows? You might just jump in there with Fido and enjoy the refreshing experience for yourself. What else we got going on in the way of some other entertainment? It seems like the mission out there at San Luis had some cool things happening. Oh, yes, blacksmithing for beginners workshop. Well, that's already in process. That started at 10 o'clock, goes till 3. But you might try to get out there and see it. Frenchtown Heritage Market is in play there at Georgia and Macomb, and that goes through this afternoon till about 1 o'clock. So that's cool, isn't it? And we're trying to make sure that you stay in touch with all the cool things happening. Lots of things there at the Challenger Learning Center going on. There is a fourth annual reading rally at the North Florida Fairgrounds. That goes till 3 o'clock. So I'm just telling you, and if you're scratching your head saying, how does he know all this stuff? Well, there's lots of great resources, among which we love to talk about, and that is the tallyconnection.com, folks. That's a great resource. Tallyconnection.com is provided by FSU Credit Union. So we give a little shout out to those folks for helping us stay in tune with all of the very good things happening in and around us. So that's a good thing to do, tallyconnection.com. In other news, we have had the privilege of talking with some very good people lately, all about the growing, the growing awareness of the re-education or the advancing education of our populace. So we've got Don Parks, who's going to be here this within this hour, talking about Flagler College and what they're doing in that effort. We had Kim Moore talking with us here last week. It is clear that the educational institutions that we enjoy, whether it's FSU or Flagler College, TCC, FAMU, all of them are working very, very decidedly to shape their academic offerings toward a more immediate, let's say, or more applied fashion so that people are able to reinvent themselves and begin to pursue new vistas, find new careers, new job opportunities. Clearly, the last 10 years has contributed sizably to that for us across the country, right? Certainly no less in our community. And in the process, helping us perhaps better answer this question, who are we? What are we? And we learned that by listening to Grace Robinson talk about Gadsden County and a population of folks who have had to find themselves new opportunities with the demise of the county as an agrarian economy, agricultural economy, finding themselves disenfranchised. How do they plug into this new world of high tech and particularly a more business-oriented economy, consumer-oriented economy? Well, we're going to learn more about that, and we'll also be able to keep you informed as we go forward in the weeks ahead. We are also trying to make sure that you're prepared for things like thunderstorms and floods and extreme heat, any kind of severe weather. So if you haven't heard me say this, our prepared information campaign is here to help you. It's afoot. And we have a website, TallahasseePrepared.com. And those folks who have come together and are continuing to do so, we have room for more. But we have businesses and community organizations that have pooled their resources to keep us informed and help us better prepare our businesses, our homes for those severe weather occurrences that happen all through the year. So it's well beyond the question of hurricanes. It's about the dealing with intense high temperatures or freezing temperatures. And certainly in our beloved Leon County, North Florida area, we get both, don't we? But it's also about the humidity and what happens when we're dealing with mold and mildew. And so the topic of mold abatement and remediation becomes important as we deal with it. So anyway, Prepared is our effort to help you with that. And again, you can find it at TallahasseePrepared.com. Guardian Home Inspections and Repairs is our presenting sponsor this year. We're glad to have James Pace and his company helping us get the word to you. And it's we'll continue to do so throughout the year. We should also mention that this portion of our show is brought to you by Tommy T's over there in Midtown on Thomasville Road, known as the Big TT on the Big TR. Tommy T's on Thomasville Road. Their Mighty Lube services are excellent. They are at the top of the list in my mind. The services they provide, the quality of technical ability, the price, the convenience, and the good naturedness. John and Steve do such a great job over there. Tommy T's Mighty Lube. Be sure you check them out this week. And by the way, if you mention that you heard it on Tallahassee Talks, they'll give you a certificate for a free lunch at Up and Smoke Restaurant. Stay with me.
The holidays are coming. Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cern.
We are here with Jason Butera in the Business Spotlight today, and we have the pleasure of welcoming this very encouraging, very bright young man, very able individual who for a number of years has been the proprietor, the owner and operator of the Printery, which I think was at one time called the Printery Family, and I think maybe the family died or something. So now it's just the Printery. Jason, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
So correct us now. What is the correct name for the business?
Well, technically, it's still the Printery Family.
Ah, so the family's still here.
It's, well, in theory, we don't. we just go by the Printery.
We just don't talk to the family much.
It still says family on a lot of stuff.
It's not a family idea.
It's not really a family.
So, but the Printery has, for its history, been kind of a family affair. I remember when Jim Reichert began the business
right,
years
76.
Ago. Yeah, it's been around a long time.
Long time.
And so this company has served small business, big business, state contracts, state bureaus.
A lot of FSU work in the early days.
A lot of stuff, yeah. I mean, everybody knew the Printery mm-hmm. was the place to go. And now somehow they hoodwinked you. They
yes.
They yes. bamboozled you. They kidnapped you.
Right.
And got you to buy this business.
You can call it fate or a sentence, depending on your perspective, I guess.
Well, as you know, friends, we try to bring to you those folks around town that we know who make it their business to try to do business in a way that is good for everybody. And I can tell you on first count that we've been the recipients of much of what the Printery does. Very well. I would say probably mostly the manner in which they do business. And Jason, you bring a kind of clarity, I guess, in a matter of factness about let's just get it done.
Right. Well, we try to make it cost effective, customer service friendly, and not rake you over the coals. You know,
yeah.
We would rather you spend a little bit of money with us several times over the course of several years than just taking it all from me at once.
Well, so. And I can tell you how many business owners that I know, or managers, or people just trying to get print jobs done, and they get this sort of attitude from the people that are doing the print job because they don't know what a pixel is,
right,
or they don't know how to size a photo properly, or what resolution the photo should be in if it's going to be printed properly. You know, those are important questions.
Right. And
but
I
you don't
you,
approach it the way a lot of people do. You're, I
well,
think, a little
we,
more generous.
We expect that most people are going to come in not knowing what our business is. And if they didn't know what our business was, then they wouldn't need our business.
Yeah.
So we go into it knowing that they're going to give us stuff that is incorrect, not quite how it needs to be, and give them ideas of what they're really looking for, how to make it more cost-effective, get us the information we need, files, et cetera, to make them look good.
Without making them feel bad.
Right. We know going into it that they're going to bring us file types and information that is not going to be right for the product that they're trying to get out.
Uh-huh. Most often, anyway.
Most often, right. And that's where, you know, we always say that there's one thing to keep it local. A lot of businesses that claim keep it local. Don't do local printing, I can tell you that. But it's one of those things where, you know, you want to make sure that you're keeping that customer happy, making them get what they need.
When you say don't do local printing, what do you mean?
Oh, a lot of folks that you will hear on the radio, et cetera, doing ads for local business tried to do business with, and they're getting it done not locally.
Ah.
That's kind of a
little hypocrisy going on in the marketplace.
A lot of hypocrisy going on.
Huh.
You know, printing's in Tallahassee, there are probably 30 print shops. There's a lot of competition. And, of course, you can go online, and any day of the week you can find someone with a lower price.
I see.
Easy to do.
So,
but, again, what you don't get with that is you're sending them the information that is not correct, that is not exactly how you want it. You pay for it up front. By the time you get it back, it's wrong.
So there's no curation. There's no guidance.
Right, and that's what we try to sell. That's what we try to sell is the, you know, once you leave it with us, it's – you know that it's going to come out
Get you where you need to be, and in the process of doing that. So in the process of getting, let's say, business cards printed, I can go online, and somebody's going to sell me, you know, 30 or 100 or 200 or 500 business cards for some skinny price tag, but I could actually get it to you, and not only will I get a good price, I'm going to get all the service and support and the curation you're talking about.
Right. Well, we're going to let you know that, you know, again, what you see on your computer screen is not what you're going to get in print. It's just the two don't correlate. I can make your screen green or blue, and it's going to print the same way most times. Absolutely.
So okay, but you didn't always do printing and stuff. You have a very unusual background.
I've been doing printing and stuff for over 20 years, though.
Okay, but prior to the 20 years, you were involved with the FSU
Flying High Circus, I was.
Yeah. Yes. What did you do there?
Well, everything from ringmaster to flying trapeze to you name it, I did it.
And you had a good run at that too. This is while you were a student at FSU.
Correct. Uh-huh. And then I went and did some stunt work. After that, a couple of shows over in Belgium for a while, and out in LA and up in Minnesota, played around a little bit. However, the reality is, if I break my leg making copies, I can still go in and make copies. I break my leg jumping off a building.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm done working.
So those days are behind you. However, it seems to me, because I've seen you in action, that it serves you well because you have this ability to juggle.
That's true.
That's
true. I can juggle.
There is an acrobatic aspect to what you do when you've got 60 million things coming at you at once. And I have the advantage here because I've actually been on site. I've seen this guy in action, folks. It's remarkable. And what a great team you have, too, in that you all seem to really flow. You get it done.
Well, everyone's been there for, you know, we have a couple of employees that have been there for over 20 years working at the printery long before I bought it. So they certainly know what's going on better than I do.
And you said 20 years. You'd had some experience then in other print shops around town or even outside of Tallahassee?
Me, personally? Yeah, I was over at Target Copy for 18 years.
Ah, So a lot of people would probably know you from then.
Absolutely, yeah. I worked with Maida and, mm-hmm. and Kevin and Paula mm-hmm. and Tracy now, who's the owner.
And you just didn't get enough punishment in the printing business, so you decided to be an owner.
No, well, what I decided is I went from an operation that was 24 hours a day to an operation that closes its doors, but now that I'm the owner, I have the...
Now it's 48 hours a day.
In, right.
Folks, the name of the business, the Printery Family, or on on any day of the week, the Printery, Jason Butera, the owner, and his good crew. Folks, you can find them online. Give us the website.
PrinteryFamily.com.
PrinteryFamily.com. What's the phone number?
877-6418.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. Like I said, it comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. We have the very lovely, charming, astute, academically well-groomed, and professionally well-positioned Donald Parks. He's the dean of Flagler College. How are you, sir?
I'm great, and I appreciate your understatement on the introduction.
we try to embellish wherever we can just for the sake of your resume, you know, and generally we are in the PR business around here. So, Don, you are heading up this fine effort, Flagler College. Tell us a little bit about some of the mechanics of this, maybe its history. Where does Flagler have its roots?
Flagler has its roots back in the 1880s. Henry Flagler, noted industrialist, chief financial officer for Standard Oil, had a midlife crisis and decided to move to St. Augustine and make St. Augustine the new port of the South. And in that process, he built three wonderful hotels, including the Hotel Ponce de Leon, which remained a hotel until around 1967, with intermittent spurts as being a Coast Guard training center during World War II, et cetera. Well, in 1967, old hotels were not in vogue as they are now, and Lawrence Lewis, who was the heir to part of the Flagler fortune, ran into a couple of gentlemen from Massachusetts who were president and provost of a junior college in Massachusetts.
I see.
One person had a dying hotel. The other two men had an opportunity to start a college, and Flagler College was born in 1968 as a women's college.
Interesting. Not unlike a certain other university that has a sort of diverse history. Florida State University at one time was a women's institution, right? Women's college?
That is correct. Many fine colleges and universities here in the United States have that heritage.
Have done that. And so Flagler found its home in Tallahassee at that time?
No, in St. Augustine.
In St. Augustine, yeah.
I'm giving you the whole history.
Okay.
Our main campus is in St. Augustine to this day.
I see.
Headquartered in the former Hotel Ponce de Leon, which is on the National Historical Register, one of the most beautiful college facilities in the country.
Wow. So then we fast forward to the days when Flagler has this adjunct, this extension out here in the wilderness of Leon County.
Well, fast forwarding from 1968 to 1971, when the college became coeducational, and a gentleman who was in the Florida State University Hall of Fame, Dr. William L. Proctor, became the president and built one of the great success stories among smaller private colleges in the country, Flagler College. Fast forward to about 1999, Bill Proctor, president, Flagler College, former football player of Bill Proctor's, T.K. Weatherall, president, Tallahassee Community College, had some conversations. T.K. Weatherall realized that many of the students who are graduated from TCC needed another opportunity to complete their bachelor's degree, particularly working adults who needed night courses. And so the deal was done. The TCC University Partnership was born in 2000. First courses in accounting and education, business and education rolled out in 2000.
Wow. I've noticed that in looking at your website, that comes through pretty clearly that those programs you're offering are directed. They're very specific to those opportunities, let's say, in business, professional oriented sorts of things, not the arts and humanities, we might say, right?
And you'll find plenty of arts and humanities at the main campus in St. Augustine, but Flagler College Tallahassee, we like to say Flagler College works. All five of our degree programs are pre-professional. They're designed for students to earn their degree and then go out and achieve their dreams in the marketplace.
I see. Well, that seems to be a nice fit, too, with the way in which your colleague, Mr. Murdaugh, has come at the same business of moving an educational organization like Flagler, his being, of course, Tallahassee Community College. You know, Jim has this passion, I think, clearly, for making sure that whatever is being offered has some immediate application, that there's an employment opportunity at the end of that chain, huh?
Absolutely, and that's why it's such a great marriage. TCC does have a mandate, a mission to provide workforce development. You had Kim Moore on a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So TCC provides, actually, more students graduate from TCC with associate's degree than any two-year college in the country.
Is that right?
And so it's a great feeder for us, and then they come right into our programs. And by the way, I should say we're one of five private schools that form the partnership. It's no longer just Flagler College. But the whole emphasis is on let's take students who want an opportunity, get them through in a timely fashion, and then help them achieve their dreams in the marketplace.
And as an institution, being a private college, your funding isn't the same as a publicly funded college, is it? So,
and that's one of the amazing things about the Flagler College story. My boss, Bill Proctor, has always had a philosophy of providing affordable education. So we can actually provide a bachelor's degree at Flagler College for somewhere between $4,000 and $10,000 less than any public or private institution in Tallahassee.
That's remarkable. Folks, we're talking with Don Parks. He is the dean at Flagler College, learning all about how Flagler contributes sizably to the economic landscape and to the education of folks. You mentioned the idea that it's especially helpful for those working on degree programs after hours. A lot of these students, I guess, are already employed and are then coming to you for further training. Is that how it works?
Over 85% of our evening students are full-time employees, either in private industry, many of them with the state of Florida or local agencies.
I see. When you look at, let's say, the impact of internet opportunities, online education, is that part of the scenario for Flagler?
That's a fantastic question, and heretofore, we have not really entered that arena to any extent, but our strategic plan for 2015 includes hybrid courses where a portion of the instruction is in the traditional classroom setting and a portion is offered online. And I would see in the next 3 to 5 years a very high likelihood, probably in the next 3 years, we may also offer an option of programs that are largely online, perhaps a deferred residency program where students may come to the actual campus once a month and receive a lot of the instruction online. It's not my natural affinity, online education, but the reality is I'm not turning in my smartphone anytime. We're not going back to digital watches. It's just a reality. In order to provide access to folks, particularly in outlying areas, we're going to have to enter that marketplace and are making plans to do so now.
It seems to me it's an inevitability where those demands of the marketplace in general include being able to provide people shorter terms of study So, you know, I don't want to be in a program for 4 years. I want to be able to do this not even in 2 years. I want to turn it out in 13 weeks, you know, and be able to go out there and do six-figure income. And such things exist. I mean, online, where you have employers that are holding that out. Folks, we're talking with Don Parks. We're going to get back to this here in just a minute. Stay with me because we're going to learn more about Flagler College and what it is doing here in our community. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday. Glad you've joined us. Donald Parks, the dean at Flagler College, is with us, and we're learning about not only its mission, a little bit of its, I guess, philosophy, some of the ways in which this college has contributed substantially, it seems to me, to the education of folks who come from, what would you say, Don, all kinds of all walks of life, ages, backgrounds, huh?
Absolutely. Students fresh out of TCC in their early 20s. We've graduated people in their 50s in the past. Mm-hmm. But one of the powerful things at Flagler College is the experience that the learners bring to the classroom. Mm-hmm. My doctoral degree is in adult education, and one of the guiding factors is the importance of the experience of the learner. You bring 20 folks together that have a variety of experiences working in state government, working for local banks, financial institutions, and they contribute to the learning experience.
You know, we had with us in the first hour Grace Robinson. She's the executive director for Gadsden, the Gadsden Arts Center. Talked a little bit about Gadsden County and its population and how so many of those folks, most of them, were disenfranchised historically because it went from being this burgeoning, thriving agricultural community, agrarian economy, to nothing. It just all went away. And her point was well taken, that you have an entire population of people who don't have the skills, they don't have the education, they've been working the farms. What do you do with all those folks? And so here you are at this point in their history and in the history of this community saying, look, guys, you don't have to go through 4 years of college education. We have programs that can get you going pretty quickly. Is that a fair statement? You're trying to get things done more quickly?
Let me clarify that. Now, TCC is our feeder,
sure,
and 90% of our students come from TCC, although we welcome students from elsewhere.
Okay.
TCC brings the students in. They decide at TCC if they want a short-term certificate program, okay, such as what's offered through workforce development. The students who decide they want to go on for the associate's degree then come to us, and we guarantee students graduation in 2 years after the associate's degree. So it's still a four-year degree program for most people, but we guarantee course availability. When students come to us, they say, we say you can graduate in five semesters at night, four semesters in the day. You'll not have a class canceled. It'll be available for you. We say that we are on time for the students. We're on time, on budget, on the TCC campus.
I got you. So in that way, it is seems to be a bit more focused, more directed towards completion. And you're making some of these guarantees, huh?
We're not offering a lot of elective classes. We do offer one minor, but typically you have a degree program with 60 credit hours, mm-hmm, and it is scheduled out for you, and your completion is guaranteed, mm-hmm, assuming, of course, you're successful in the classes.
When you think of Flagler, let's say in the character of this organization dating back, as you've described for us, and with its roots in St. Augustine, is there a kind of overriding sense of mission that you find within Flagler that is unique? Or?
The college is dedicated to perpetuating the legacy of Henry Flagler, who was the consummate entrepreneur, grew up working in his uncle's hardware store, sleeping under the counter, literally covered with brown paper, made and lost several fortunes. But the American dream that it's still possible, even in 2014, to come from relatively humble origins through education, through training, a little bit different than it was 150 years ago, but still be able to achieve your dreams and rise above. Even though some people are disenfranchised, it is still possible, I believe, in this country to become enfranchised, and I believe that's what Flagler College really stands
for.
That's
what they embody, huh? How did you get involved? You said you were friends with Proctor?
Proctor was friends with T.K. Weatherall. I've been in higher education for 30 years. I was a truck driver in the early 80s. Through a variety of circumstances.
A highly educated individual.
A highly educated individual. Did a lot of things. I was a seventh-year sophomore in 1982 at a college just north of here, and things got on track in my life. So I bring, I believe, like most of our faculty, we are not a research university. We don't pretend to be. We never will be. Our faculty, our staff are people who have real life experience. I know what it's like to get up at 6 in the morning and crank up a Coca-Cola truck at 18 degrees and go out and deliver Coca-Colas. I've lost track. Help me back, Brian.
Well, the fact that we have that in common, because I can identify with some of those elements. The early morning hours in low temperatures remind me of my growing up in Seattle and working at a candy factory, believe it or not, out there on Lake Union.
Our business faculty, our accounting faculty, typically are certified public accountants who are either in practice now or have been in practice. We have faculty members that have been successful entrepreneurs, successful attorneys. Our education faculty are just phenomenal.
Well, there's that element of pragmatism, the applied education, the real life experiences. I see the complementarity between you and Jim Murdaugh, with Jim having this background in law enforcement. So if I'm a Flagler student, I'm working among professional people who have then decided they're going to try to impart whatever wisdom they have, not just through their academic background, but through their life background, their life experiences, huh?
Absolutely.
Is that a good way to put
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Folks, I hope you're getting this. I'm really delighted to be able to bring Don Parks to you. What a treasure, Flagler College and this group of folks. If you've not done so, and I'm unashamedly, I'm going to give them a little shout out here. Go to their website, because I've been doing that too this morning. Flagler.edu is simple enough, right? So you go to their website and start to look at what's going on with Flagler, and you're going to be very pleasantly surprised. The reason I say that is that you may have young people in your family. You may have old people like me in your family. And certainly the last 10 years, if nothing else, we've all had to learn to reinvent a bit. Some of us had those jobs that aren't there anymore. And so we've gone back into education looking for reinvention, retooling. Looks like Flagler's in a good position to do that for a lot of us. You mentioned a little bit about the future, some of the strategic mission you have. What's up ahead for Flagler?
Well, this fall, we're kicking off a brand new degree program in strategic communication public relations, and it's going to be an extremely powerful major. New technologies, digital media, public relations, also with a marketing / sales minor that is going to produce graduates that have three or four or five areas of immediate marketability right here in Tallahassee. We're also looking at the hybrid program. Research shows, and our reluctance to go into online has always been, is the quality comparable? Mm-hmm. Well, studies now show that online education and in-class education, particularly for adults, more mature people, mm-hmm. is very comparable. But the best is the lap welding of the hybrid program, where you may be in class one night and do the remainder of your work online. So we're definitely moving in that hybrid direction, and then perhaps in a couple of years, a fully online program. But always looking